This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Gun policy is back on the table at the state capitol. Democrats have introduced two proposals to increase gun safety, but opponents say they infringe on gun owners' rights. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
One of the bills would require gun owners to report any stolen weapons within 5 days. Those who don't could face a $25 fine the first time and a Class 3 misdemeanor if it keeps happening. The other bill would require gun owners to safely store their weapons when not in use if they live with a child or someone who is not legally allowed to have a gun. It would also require firearms dealers to provide a trigger lock with every gun they sell. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Coloradans whose pandemic unemployment assistance ended in December can reopen and file new claims starting today. The State Department of Labor says most people in need of aid will qualify. The program has taken almost 2 months, and it's happening in stages. Since the pandemic started, more than 800,000 people in the state have filed regular initial unemployment claims. And the Colorado Avalanche will play hockey outside today on a golf course along the shore of Lake Tahoe in western Nevada. The NHL has installed a temporary outdoor rink for the matchup. The Avs will take on the Las Vegas Golden Knights this afternoon at 1 with no fans in attendance. The game will be televised nationally. And in basketball, the Denver Nuggets beat the Cleveland Cavaliers last night, snapping a 2-game losing streak. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio.